You running it, Jim?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Everybody could get your seat. We got three. We can start with three councilmen. We'll call the council back.
In addition to the presentation team of the applicant, are there other persons here who wish to speak in support of this application?
In support?
Gentlemen, Mr. Isaacs in the back. You are one of the applicants, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
The one that didn't have enough applications.
Were the was Mr. Pardee speaking for your interest too?
Yes.
Okay, is there something that was not presented in that presentation? Because we thought we had concluded the applicant's presentation.
I'm not supporting my application and what I have to say. I mean, I am supported, but I am speaking to something a little different. I have an answer to a question that Mr. Cole raised and the door that he opened.
So we're still in the applicant's phase of the presentation.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well,
just
go ahead.
Could you make it brief if possible?
It could have been done by now, guys. Let him go.
I've been waiting all night for this.
Make it more brief than Mr. Cole would make it.
Harry Hoppy Isaacs, Reynolds Pond Road, Allendale.
A lawyer saying that. You got a lot of nerve.
All right. Mr. Isaacs, go ahead.
Before I get started on what I want to say, I asked this of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they told me you're the guys with the money. We all had a dear friend, Mr. Jack Allen, who passed away and served 30-some years on the planning and zoning. And I think that we should look into having a memorial of some sort placed in this room in his memory. And Mr. Wheatley told me he was going to ask the council about that. I don't know if he has yet or not, but they couldn't do anything that Mr. Dukes controlled the money.
That is not true, but we will take that under consideration.
Yeah, that's another agenda item.
I will ask Mr. Baker to consider that and look into it and make a recommendation to the council.
Check with Oliver, check with Bill Stevenson, check with Ralph Benson, check.
I just want to present some of the facts, which are documented, and explain my position in this project and try to answer any questions that some of you might have. As you all know, the last time I was here against Isaacs Glen, only because of its location. It was in the middle of nowhere where it did not belong, but tonight it's a little different. This proposal is next to a town where the development should be. How did I get involved and why? About 4 years ago, Darren Lockwood came to me about using my land to spray irrigation, wastewater on. Darren showed me the plans for his property, the Hudson property, and Mr. Sabatino's property. He also showed me his plans to build a sewage treatment plant on the Oakles property. Since my land was adjoining to all this, he thought it would be ideal to use for spray irrigation. His plan was to ask the town of Milton, which he did, to annex this project into town, since it was already in their comprehensive plan. Three times he went to the town of Milton and was three times was turned down. Build a sewage treatment plant, turn it over to the town, and have the town pay him back as they collected their impact fees. This offer he also made and was turned down. What Darren wanted to do for the town, I found very interesting. And I was very interested in helping the town of Milton solve their problem. At no cost to the town, he was offering them a sewer plant, be paid back over 15 years from their impact fees, and approximately $30 million in income. I went and looked at Pawnee Neck, I looked at talked to the Baxters, I talked to Charles Wilkerson at Middletown, and I went and looked at Wolf Neck. I came back and I told Darren that I would go along as a landowner, spraying their wastewater on my land with one condition. I had to control where it was sprayed, when it was sprayed, and how much was to be sprayed. We're still going to farm this land. After 2 years of negotiating with the town and getting nowhere, the town council of Milton decided to pass an amendment to increase the annexation fee to $8,000 per acre. This told all parties involved they were not wanted. Darren then asked me if I would stay with him if he approached the county, and I said yes. Would I still let the town of Melton use this to spray their wastewater on? Yes, under certain conditions. Would I let the county use this land to spray wastewater on if they wanted to make this a regional plant? Yes, under certain conditions. And those certain conditions are, gentlemen, I have an agreement with Artesian Wastewater, which is a perpetual agreement, and anything sprayed on my land would have to be gone through Artesian. It couldn't be dealt with me. That's the condition I'm referring to. Why would I be interested in doing this? Laurel, Lewis, Rehoboth, Millsboro, Odessa, they're having to get their sewage out of the waterways. I honestly feel Melton is on the list. Pumping into the Broadkill River, I feel, is going to be a thing of the past. The Broadkill Tributary Action Team is presently looking at the Broadkill watershed, hoping to improve water quality and develop pollution control strategies. I honestly feel Melton made the biggest mistake in the history of their town. Why am I involved in this? I am not in this as a developer. I am not in this as an investor or as a partner. I am involved in this project solely to help the county, Elizabethtown, and the town of Melton, if they so desire, to solve a problem with wastewater. I have 1,700 plus or minus acres in farmland preservation, and I can handle a lot of water. And one question you asked, Mr. Cole, is about control of it. When I dealt with Artesian, our proposal is a half inch per week per acre. Denrec says I could pump 2.5 inches a week. Is there allowable limits? We're not doing this just to dump wastewater. We're doing this to farm also. And 1 inch per week in the woodland. If this agreement passes, it is to spray irrigate wastewater on my property. I want to make it clear that is what this agreement I have with Artesian is for. It is a perpetual agreement. So I hope that I have answered any questions, and I'll be glad to answer and try to if you have any.
Thank you.
Thank you. Need to be said. Good.
One thing we don't want to do is turn this hearing into a contest between the town and the county. The application is to the county tonight, and that's our concern. As I said earlier, is there anyone other than the people who've spoken who wishes to speak in favor of this project? You would state your name and your address, sir.
Jim Willew, 30231 East Mill Run, Milton, Delaware. It's actually in Overbrook Shores at Red Mill Pond. I'm an abutting landowner to this project in the Collins and Russell development. I have two lots that abut. I think it's phase 4 of their development. I'm also a property owner in the town of Milton, and I have a master's degree in urban planning and administration that may be of no consequence. But I'd like to make a few comments. One, I'm really interested in the many comments that Mr. Cole made during his discussion about how do you keep the really important things that are being presented here tonight as part of the whole project, especially if not necessarily in this case, but in any of these projects that are being sold to other developers. And I think citizens come forward and they're approving certain things that are being done or being proposed, and we'd like to see them done, whether Mr. Lockwood owns the property or XYZ owns the property 3 years down the road. And I don't know how you do it legally, but I think there ought to be something that carries on with the approvals so that, you know, the wastewater treatment, the stormwater management treatment, all of those types of things, happen over time. And I don't know how you do it, but you know, you have counsel here, he can figure out a way to make sure that happens. You know, recording easements, recording conditions as part of the project, that may be very important. From an urban planning standpoint, I really like their idea of the commercial fronting on 16 as much as possible. I mean, you hate to drive past the community and you see the back of the commercial building. Yeah. And I'm not sure how the access to those buildings is going to work. But the one concern I have is 16 is a very busy road. And it's going to get busier with 4,000 homes and with Isaac's Glen and other developments down the road. And I hope that DOT and the developer make provisions for a potential widening of 16 at this point. I think it could end up being a four-lane, maybe not divided, but a four-lane highway. And I'd hate to see them develop so close to the road that then this commercial looks like it's being encroached on, you know, in an adverse way. So I think that's a DOT issue and a council issue. I would hope as an abutting landowner, and I mentioned this before, planning and zoning, that the developers of the individual communities would meet with residents of the area as they plan their individual communities of approximately 400 units each, so we have some idea of what they're doing and maybe some input into some of the design techniques of each community. I don't want to get into a big discussion or argument between the town of Milton and their current third time voting to approve Tidewater as their supplier of wastewater versus Artesian. But as I've said at Milton Town Council meetings, that I am opposed to the parochialism approach that the town of Milton has taken to this. And I think they ought to be open to a broader view of the interests of the county, not just of, you know, the town limits of Milton. One final issue I'd like to raise, and I'm not sure exactly where in the whole site plan the developer is proposing a site for the YMCA, but I would hope that that would be close to the elementary school in the town of Milton, that there would be access from the town of Milton, maybe through the schoolyard, so that that could serve the community of Milton as well as Elizabethtown. I think that's all I have in my notes. Thank you.
Can we get your name again, please?
James Welu, W-E-L-U.
Thank you. That is perfect.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor of this proposal?
Yeah.
On the back row?
Go ahead.
Marion Jones, 411 Barringer Avenue, Milton, Delaware. I've wondered if the council has difficulty looking at this measure because it is smack dab in the middle of pristine farmland. But as Councilman Cole surely can remember, when Route 1 and 24, also known as Thompson's Corner, was pristine farmland. What I do hope the council will consider is looking at this project on its own merits and not sentencing this applicant to return to the town of Milton to negotiate again. What I fear you will hear tonight, as I heard at the planning and zoning meeting, is that this project will rob Milton of its identity. Again, I turn to Councilman Cole as a Rehoboth resident, because that's where I grew up. A postage stamp sized town, 1 mile square, Rehoboth Beach. Can anybody here tell me that folks have a hard time finding it? They come to the town of Rehoboth Beach through all the layers of commercial and residential housing on Route 1. Because Rehoboth has something to offer. And I can only say that if Milton has something to offer, people will still find it. Thank you very much.
Could I get your first name, please?
Marion, okay. M-A-R-I-O-N.
Thank you.
Anyone else here who wishes to speak in support of this application or series of applications? If your comments relate to one or particular out of the six, try to target what you're speaking for.
My name is DJ Hughes. I live at 403 Mainsail Lane in Shipbuilders Village in Milton, and I've been a lifelong resident of the town of Milton. I generally support the concept of this development. While initially I was not very excited about the size, I understand the size of the housing units, or number of housing units and size of commercial is driven by the amount of acreage that is being proposed to be sold to developers. And I totally understand the property owner's rights to sell their land, and that this density is generally approved appropriate in level one and two areas within, as with regards to the state strategies. It's also generally consistent with the livable Delaware. And I also realize that a development that is far along in the process is going to happen, and I just want to make sure it's done the right way. It would have been ideal if it was annexed in the town of Milton. But I think as has been stated, the developer did try to annex into the town of Milton. And with that, basically considering the resistance of the town to partner with the developer, I understand why they chose to go with the county. As soon as the developer pulled the annexation, it would have been smart for the town to bring the developer back to the table to discuss how annexation could benefit both the town development and the area and the county as a whole. However, that did not happen for whatever reason. With regards to some of the specifics in the plan, I initially thought the commercial area was too big, because that size commercial is usually a destination beyond just serving residents of a development. But considering the size of this development, the nearby approved developments of Isaac Glen, and I believe also the Hayfield development, and the existing residents within the town, I think the commercial services will be needed as the town and the county continue to grow. I also expect the commercial will be built out as it's needed, not all at once. But I would like to know a little more about the commercial, just because it seems that size of commercial is going to be more destination typical of big box retailers and not just a shopping center that's anchored by a grocery store. As far as the residential portion, I applaud the developer for having a moderately priced housing aspect. But I would like to see, it looks like about one out of every nine or so is moderately priced. I would like to see maybe an increase in the number of moderately priced houses, because most Sussex Countyans that live and work in Sussex County on salaries in this area just can't afford to buy homes in the ranges of 300 or even upper 200,000s, and some even of 200,000 scale. As far as the traffic impact study goes, I think it is a little bit of aggressive build out to assume 2019 as the total build out. It's a little more aggressive than stated by the developer, but that's probably not as big an issue as long as all the development is addressed. I also noticed, and I guess this is more a question for Darren, but it looks like the land use has been switched up a little bit from when the TIS was initially scoped, where they added, basically swapped 558 single families in lieu of townhomes, and the single families do generate more traffic. So I just wanted to make sure that that's being addressed in the traffic impacts. Also noted in the planning and zoning minutes that they referred to some office aspects of the commercial, and I'd just also like to know how much of the commercial is proposed for offices, because offices generally do generate less traffic than commercial.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else here who wishes to speak in favor of this project?
Jeff Joseph, 6 Mattiket Court, Rehoboth Beach. We're just general comment. You know, everybody wants to be the last one over the bridge, but we all know that's not possible. I guess I'm like fourth or fifth generation in Sussex County. The demographics are undeniable. I don't have to tell you guys that at all. You know, I work for a company that does a lot of research here. I'm a banker. My bank has nothing to do with this project, so I'll disclose that. I've known the Lockwood family for years. I'll disclose that. But we have a choice. You know, we can this size of development, the people are coming. Can we control how it's done? No, we don't want 3,000 gravel driveways with septic systems and uncontrolled architecture. And I'd venture to say that's the past. Then we went to, like, 100, 200 home developments. Well, as you see from DelDOT and things like that, there are things that those size developments don't address. And we have an opportunity to address that here. And, you know, so down the road, the HOA gets rid of environmental maintenance of ponds. Are we better off making things better now and that happening, or not having any plan at all and just slapping 100 homes in a field? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's a good opportunity. And secondly, you know, I have two small children, and I want them to be able to afford a home. And that's a problem in this county.
Yes.
Anyone else wish to be recognized to speak in favor of this project? Going once? Anyone else? Because next we're going to go to people who may have an opposition. You have your